This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that wisdom and path shown by Bhagwan Buddha belong to all of humanity, and his sacred relics are not merely artifacts but part of country's revered heritage. He said these relics are inseparable part of its civilization. Mr. Modi today inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piprahava Relics related to Bhagwan Buddha, titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One, at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. He also unveiled the catalogue of this exposition.
Bhagwan Buddha ke pavitra relics ko apne beech paakar hum sabhi dhanya hai. इनका भारत से बाहर जाना और लौटकर फिर भारत आना, ये दोनों ही पड़ाव अपने आप में बहुत बड़ा सबक है. सबक ये है कि गुलामी सिर्फ राजनीतिक और आर्थिक नहीं होती, गुलामी हमारी विरासत को भी तबाह कर देती है.
In Chhattisgarh, 14 Maoists have been killed in two separate encounters with security forces in Bastar Division today. More details from our Raipur correspondent.
The year 2026 has brought a major success for security forces on the anti-Naxal front in Chhattisgarh. 14 Maoists have been killed in two separate encounters in Bijapur and Sukma districts of the Bastar Division. One of the encounters took place in the Konta area of Sukma district, in which 12 Maoists were killed. The second encounter occurred in the Basaguda area of Bijapur district, where two Maoists were neutralized. Security forces have recovered the bodies of all the slain Maoists from the encounter sites, besides an AK-47 rifle, an SLR rifle and other weapons have also been recovered from the spot. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a parliamentary consultative committee meeting of the Ministry of Home Affairs in Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The meeting focused on issues regarding national security, disaster management, cyber security and regional infrastructure. The Election Commission of India has decided that the voters from three Aboriginal tribes or primitive tribes will be automatically enlisted in the final voters list of West Bengal. The voters from these three communities will not be required to furnish any document for that purpose. According to the official sources of Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal, these Aboriginal tribes or primitive tribes are Birhor, Toto and Shobar. Following the Commission's instruction, the district magistrates as well as the district electoral officers have asked the block development officers to provide details of the voters from these three Aboriginal tribes in the respective areas. Information and Broadcasting Ministry has announced the winners of four creative challenges under the Badalta Bharat Mera Anubhav campaign. The challenges were organized in collaboration with MyGov platform. Venezuela has declared national emergency amid attacks by the United States. Venezuela's government has accused the United States of attacking civilian and military installations in multiple states after at least seven explosions and low-lying aircraft were heard in the capital, Caracas. Meanwhile, the Federal Aviation Authority has banned U.S. commercial flights in Venezuela airspace over the ongoing military activity ahead of explosions in Caracas. Smoke could be seen rising from the hangar of a military base in Caracas. People in various neighborhoods rushed to the streets. Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro had ordered all national defense plans to be implemented and declared a state of external disturbance. Iran has warned that any U.S. interference in its internal affairs would constitute a red line, following the U.S. President Donald Trump's recent threat to intervene if the Iranian government used lethal force against protesters. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi called Trump's threat reckless and dangerous and stated that Iran's military is prepared to respond to any violation of sovereignty. The United Nations has said that more than 1 million people urgently need shelter assistance in Gaza. However, the Office of the Spokesperson of UN Secretary General said humanitarian assistance in Gaza continue to help the most vulnerable families. And that is the end of this news bulletin.